Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kendall moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kendall scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yastrzemski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paxton now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The the Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kendall for a passed ball. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kendall trying to get to third. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Hobson, who tags Kendall for the out. Blanks moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Bill Campbell now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Jim Kern now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Kendall to Blanks covering second. The throw back to home, and Miller is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to second. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade pinch hits for Fred Kendall. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blanks scores. Norris moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Norris scores. Kuiper moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Scott steals second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-4 in the game. Doyle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Bruce Bocht. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Bill Melton pinch hits for Jim Norris. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fosse tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.